I'm excited. You know, obviously, I believe it's going to be a pass happy offense. I had the opportunity to play in this offense my first year here in 2014, had 1,400 yards. So hopefully we can simulate that some type of way and put up points and score and help our defense. So that's the goal.
Lance was in here last week saying he wants to find more juice in the offense. What could you do to bring that juice into that?
I don't know. I can make more plays. I don't know if I could pound my chest anymore after a play. I think I do that enough. But I think it's just from a vocal standpoint of just being on the same page with all the guys, you know, and continuously gaining camaraderie. You know, obviously I'm sweating right now. That's coming from lifting weights and listening to music and just hanging out with the guys and understand the mindset is we're going to play with a swag. We're going to play with a confidence that nobody can shatter. Nobody can break no matter what if we go out and it's a three and out. We still got to keep our confidence level up. And that's what we're trying to do right now.
Vance said that he wanted the quarterback competition to go down to the wire. As a wide receiver, you want it to go down the wire? Do you want to kind of know who your guy is early?
It really doesn't matter to me. You know, honestly, it's about who's going to be the right guy. And in due time, we will figure that out. That guy will show up and make the necessary plays, and the coaching staff and Elway and all those guys there will make the decision. And obviously, I just got to do my job. The ball's going to come. I got to catch it and make plays.
So it doesn't really matter the earlier y'all can get clarity at the starting quarterback?
You know, obviously the earlier that we can get clarity, the better. But do we want to rush that process? No, we don't want to rush that process. We want to have the right guy. And, you know, I know those two guys are excited. I'm excited to see because competition brings out the best in you. And so we're going to see who it brings out the best in. And so it's going to be pretty cool to see.
From a wide receiver standpoint, what do you look for in your quarterback?
I think both of them got everything that you look for. You know, they both have a confidence. They both have a presence. They both can throw the ball, make every single throw, deep ball, short, out, all across the field. So I think that we're sitting here right now in a good position with two guys that's hungry, that want to be starters, that want to be franchise quarterbacks, that believe in themselves. And so with that said, you know, all I could do is just go out and handle my business, see how it all pans out. It's crazy because it feels like every year it's a question about the quarterback, and every year it's the same answer. You know, the best guy going to show, and you know, obviously we want a guy that could take us all the way to the Super Bowl and get us into the playoffs since we missed that last year. So we're going to see who that guy is.
Vance said earlier that he wanted more juice on the offense, whether it's a running back or wide receiver. What does juice mean to you?
Oh, juice is high C. Nah, juice is, I guess, just a spark, a swagger, a presence. When it feels like the offense is stagnant, somebody stepping up and saying, let's go, you know, bringing that energy. That's what juice is. Juice is energy. I got the juice. You know, I got the energy that everybody else can feed off or drink off of and uplift the offense. So hopefully, you know, we got a whole bunch of guys that's bringing the juice this year. You know, obviously, right now it's Demaryius. But do I see myself as a leader? Yeah, I am a leader on this team. But Demaryius was a captain last year, him and Trevor. And I see myself as one of those guys as well that is always trying to pick up guys and better guys and help guys out. You know, me and Demaryius been in the league. This is our eighth year. I think we might be the oldest on the offense. It's crazy to say, but you know, time flies. But definitely me, Demaryius, Trevor. We got some new offensive linemen that's had a lot of experience and. So we're sitting pretty good offensively.
Are you a goal setter?
Yeah, I am.
Would you set?
That you will have to find out. No. You know, obviously a pass happy offense. I want to go over 1,000 yards. Pro Bowl, All Pro. Just the sky is the limit, honestly. You know, last year I set it at 1,200, another pass happy offense. Hopefully I can get up there in a 1,400, 1,500 range like I did in 2014. So try to mimic that. Yeah. One thing that I remember 2 years ago, I had bought a jug machine. And in doing that, it helped me because last year, you know, obviously I didn't have too many drops. And so this year I invested in myself and I went and put a nice weight room at my house so that when I wake up in the morning, I could just go right in the gym. At 11 o'clock at nighttime, I can go out in the gym. And honestly, this is probably the best I've felt in a long time just because just having that gym and having that jug machine out there and being able to train at home whenever I want. So that's what I did.
Did you run a passing camp with either of these quarterbacks or was
talking about? Yeah, Paxton actually texted me. And we're going to try to get it done. Actually, we are going to get it done. It's just about location. Obviously, I want to host all the guys at my house in Houston. And I know Demaryius is on board. Everybody's on board. It's just about, you know, booking the flights and getting it done.
Will it be both quarterbacks or just Pax?
Yeah, it'll be both quarterbacks. Both quarterbacks. Yeah. Houston, yeah. We're not going to divide it like that.
How much did getting that deal done early last year help your mindset heading into the offseason?
It helped it a lot. One thing, it gave me financial stability, and it cleared my mind. I wanted to be here, and so I was just ecstatic that, you know, I'm going to be a Bronco at least for the next 2 or 3 years, and hopefully we can extend that longer than that. But it definitely gave me a lot of clarity. It gave me a home, you know. When you have a home and you know where your home is, it helps a lot. So that's what it did for me.
You asked Chris the same question, but on draft day, what position or player would excite you the most
Obviously, I feel like, you know, we need help all around the board in terms of, you know, on the offensive line. So if we could draft a tackle or someone, but as far as, you know, my position, I like a lot of receivers. I like Westbrook, John Ross. I mean, the tight end class is just so deep, man. I mean, look at those guys. I mean, a lot of explosive guys. So I think this is a good draft, and I know Elway and those guys are going to make the right decision. As a receiver, you know, obviously protecting the quarterback. You know, I tell people all the time, playing receiver, it's tough because it has to be a perfect play. The offensive line got to hold up. The quarterback has to make the perfect throw almost 9 times out of 10. The defense and the play has to be right. And it all started at the beginning of what I said. The offensive line has to protect. So that's how they can help, just by protecting Trevor, Trevor or Paxton, keeping them healthy, and going about it like that. Yeah, in 2014, I think I caught a majority of my passes in the slot. So hopefully I can get back off in the air, catch some over routes, a couple shallows, but still remain on the outside and be able to stretch the field vertically as well. So,
was it weird sitting at home and watching the playoffs this year? What was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was extremely weird, especially, you know, going to the playoffs the past 2 years and coming up short. But it also motivated me, because I remember sitting at home watching the Super Bowl 2 years prior to us winning Super Bowl 50, watching Super Bowl 49 at my grandma's house. And I still remember saying, you know what, man, after this game, I'm about to go and work out. I'm motivated to go and win the championship. And that's all it did, is it just motivated me to say, you know what? Last year we fell short. This year we got to change that. We got to do something different. We got to get in the playoffs. We got to make the playoffs this year, and that's the objective.
How nice is it having Tyke back
for... Oh, it's nice. Don't tell him I said that. But it's nice. You know, Tyke is, you know, obviously he's a father figure to all of us, a great wide receivers coach. I got so much respect for Tyke as a man, just how he goes about coaching us every single day. He definitely brings the best out of us. So I'm happy to have him back.
A few more for Emmanuel. Emmanuel, it's been a couple days. Do you have any thoughts
with Dan Rooney? Yeah. Man, that was sad to see. I was on the plane when I heard it. I read it on ESPN, and it just made me just think back to just how incredible he was. You know, I remember, you know, when I was there, you know, he was still moving around, still, even when everybody was telling him to sit still, he was still moving around, trying to fly his plane around. And I remember James Harrison telling stories about how he was up in a plane with him one time, and he was flying, and James was like, "What is going on? Like, how can he fly this plane?" And just amazing man. You know, he always treated you with the utmost respect, treated you not like I was number 88, but like I was Emmanuel Sanders, like I was a human being. And he will definitely forever be remembered.